Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Our question, big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
What up?
Hola.
Hola.
So, I used to work as a security supervisor in downtown Salt Lake. Didn't pay great, but it was a decent enough job. And we had this one kid on one of our teams. He was kind of an idiot. And he calls me. It's like 3 a.m. in the morning. I got to be there at 6, so I'm up for the day now. And I'm kind of pissed off, you know, so I'm like, hey, what's up? And he says, oh, there's a coyote, you know, in the alleyway. I'm like, what are you calling me for a coyote for? You know, I was like, it's weird to see in the city, but like, if you're that worried about it, call animal control. And he goes quiet for a second. And he says, well, should I go check it for a collar or something?
The coyote.
A coyote?
Yeah, the coyote.
Please tell me you said yes.
I said what? Because I thought I misheard it. You know, like a collar, it makes sure nobody owns it. I'm like, it's a coyote. I was like, call animal control or leave it alone, dude.
You should have told him to go out and check for a collar. Like, yeah, man, and just rub its belly. It'll calm right down.
So what did he do?
Yeah, seriously. I told him to call animal control. He's like, all right, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to have somebody's pet put down. And I was like, nobody's going to have a pet coyote in the middle of Salt Lake, dude.
And if it has a collar, animal control is not going to put it down. They'll call you to say, hey, we killed your dog.
You know, when you see a coyote, you go, look, there's a coyote.
And it's in the alley.
That's all. That's all you do.
Not in the building.
You make a comment. He looks scrawny. He looks like he's got mange.
But the point is, it's outside.
Right.
The only time a coyote's interesting, like, hey, there's a coyote in my living room. That's a story I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Coyote in my front yard? Yeah. It's where coyotes live, man. There's a coyote in the alley. What should I do? Nothing. Not call me. How about right. Next time you see a coyote outside, don't call me.
You know what you need to worry about? An unleashed dog in a neighborhood. Not a coyote.
Yeah.
Somebody's pet that's, you know, free to roam. Maybe worry about that dog.
Sure.
Don't worry about a coyote. Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm with you. I'm much more thrown off by a random dog running around than
yeah,
a coyote.
All right, I understand, let me ask you the coyote.
Because now I got a plan in mind. Right? We got some coyotes around the hood. I want to go out and just tackle one. All right? I know it's a bad idea. But then I'm going to put a collar on it and set it free. So now, Ted, you think it's a coyote. Because it looks like a coyote, but they also kind of look like dogs, but you see this bright red collar on it with a little
right.
breath. Do you approach it now? Because I'm trying to convince you
no.
that it's a dog.
No, you do
really?
Not.
Really? No. Why not? If it's a yellow lab, you know for a fact that this is a dog, has the collar, would you approach it?
No.
No? Okay, no. So you're just staring clear.
No, because I know it's a coyote. Well, the only thing is
are you sure it's a coyote
but
with
coyotes
a collar?
Also are tricksters and very, like, they attack things they can win.
Yeah.
So, like, if there's a coyote at the end of the alley and I'm walking towards it, he's just going to take off.
Yeah. Also, they
it's
hunt.
Hard to get them.
They hunt nocturnally.
Right.
So, they're not going to hunt during the day. They're going to be the ones that, when your cat doesn't come home.
Sure.
You can explain it that way.
I'm just saying, I'm going to throw a collar on one and see if someone's like, oh.
Well, see, I would
like
think
your dog like, is lost.
Your dog is fine.
You think?
Oh, yeah. A coyote wouldn't mess with your dog.
Actually, I know that. There were two at the end of my driveway a couple years ago. In the fog, it was weird, but I knew there was something there. Did not realize it was coyotes because it was foggy out. But my dog had looked in the direction, smelled them, and had zero reaction. But it says, whatever it is, it's not a threat. At least not to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the coyotes run off, and I'm like, all right, cool.
Correct. We're like, Mike's dog is questionable.
No, it's not. Right? That dog is gone.
Like that girl I dated that had the Papillon. Like,
gone.
Papillon's gone.
That's gone.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what coyotes do, right? Like, they'll sit out in the woods, and they'll mimic dogs in pain, so other dogs come to help, and then they'll attack your dog as a group.
Okay.
That's very vicious of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I go to check to see if someone sounds like they're in pain.
No. Well, it's like in Native American lore, right? Like the wolf is respected, revered.
Sure.
The coyote's a trickster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sons of bitches.
Did not know that.
Big or small, pet or not, what is the best story you've got involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Miles, if you need some Native American stuff, feel free to ask me.
Well, I didn't know. I did not know the difference. I mean, I know the size difference. And the fact that wolves are endangered, trying to bring them back. I know coyotes are everywhere.
They're everywhere. And no one really sweats it. You go, there's a coyote roaming around the neighborhood. If you bring up a wolf roaming around the neighborhood, you get a different response.
Right.
You ever find that mountain lion in the park across the street from your house?
Nah.
All right.
I still don't think he's in there.
Why not? It's a perfect place for
just,
it.
It's too busy outside of that. I mean, that little park is cut off.
It is.
I just can't imagine a mountain lion just cruising around in there.
All right.
I go back there sometimes. I'll go check.
Okay.
But cool. Usually I'm just back there smoking weed.
I imagine.
Usually I just have to run off teenagers.
Get away from me.
Yeah, like,
my weed.
We're all doing the same stuff, but it's a bad look for me if you're near me.
That is correct. Hello, Raleigh. Welcome to the men's room.
What's good?
Hola.
All right, so about like a year ago or so, my wife, she left some stuff out, right? And our dog, right?
You all right, man?
Him and I have chewed up her vibrator.
She left some stuff out. The dog chewed up her vibrator. Is that what you're telling us?
Yep.
Yeah, so, man. It smells like pants candy.
Did you step up your game?
Did you wiggle a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Was that dude all right?
No.
Yeah, he was not. Look.
That's what I asked him.
Hey, man.
And ladies, you know, anything that touches your crotch, a dog wants to eat. And it only seems to be women, right? Because when we first got our dog, and my wife knows this now, but I would get these angry texts, right? Look at it with a picture. You know, your dog ate out the crotch, your dog ate out the crotch. And I knew my clothes were next to hers. Never a problem, which pisses my wife off. And I'm like, look, man, you got the pants candy. Take it as a compliment. So I've heard about it with sex toys before, too. Lady's like, man, if I leave it out, like, the dog is all about it.
My buddy, he got a new puppy, like, 8 months ago.
All right.
He's going through the same problem.
Hey, look, I don't know what you do.
The dog is just running through her underwear. And it's not cheap.
Jeans.
It is not cheap. Jeans, and my wife lost a lot of underwear. She lost a lot of jeans. Basically, if it touches
jeans.
Her crotch, it will be gone. And it doesn't matter. We finally had to get, like, these. It's a laundry. Basically, it's a laundry basket that slips under a shelf. So it's physically impossible. I want to say we went through two other laundry bags. Oh, she figured out how to open one. And again, she pulled all the clothes out, and there'd be a pile of freshly eaten panties.
Yeah, well, the problem is those jeans are $200 to $300 jeans.
Oh, I've heard.
So in my world, I was like, this is getting to be expensive.
Yeah. Well, my wife won't replace them now, right?
Was Raleigh okay when you talked to him on the phone there, Mike? Was
no.
He wasn't? Okay.
$300 pair of jeans.
Bigger.
I'm wearing a $300 pair of jeans. It better come with a date.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I feel like with women, for whatever reason, their jeans just seem to cost $8 billion. Maybe women get charged more to have pants with pockets. Maybe that's what the thing is. Because like guys are like, I got a $70 pair of jeans. I got a $40 pair of jeans. I have one expensive pair of jeans that my wife made me buy because we had to go to that thing I didn't want to go to. But if the crotch is eaten out of them, I'm not replacing those. I replace my Levi's. But these ones whose name I can't pronounce, like, they're gone. That's it.
Big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay, so this is not exactly the best, but I thought it was pretty funny to share anyhow. It's kind of a two-parter. Part one, this was like 2018 in October. My mom and I, during the weekend, we were trying to help one of our neighbors with some yard work, and we happened coming across the road. We happened to see three raccoons stacked on top of each other, totem pole style, looking into her bathroom window. And my mom, she just chuckled, but I started laughing my butt off because I had never seen that before. That's one way I know God has a sense of humor.
Yeah, it's teamwork.
Yeah.
That is definitely teamwork.
Yeah. That's just humor, but yes. Anyhow, the second part was, 3 months later, we were doing some yard work of our own, and we saw those same raccoons walking around the streets, stacked totem pole on top of each other, and they just started, they weren't even doing anything, they just started.
Do you think they were stuck?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I mean, at some point, I go, okay, there's no way they're just having, you know, a trio all the freaking time. Like, these things might be stuck at this point. Three raccoons. Just saying. If you see them walking down the street and they are still stuck, like, something has gone wrong.
The ones we see in our neighborhood are waddling. They are very, very
well
fed.
They're so fat. It's weird when you actually see one in the wild. You forget, at least for me, because I live in the city, right?
Yeah.
So you'll see something on the news, you go out in the wild. I'm like, right, God, I forgot. Raccoons are not supposed to be fat, but like the two that live somewhere in my general vicinity, see them every night at the same time. They are so remarkably fat. And I almost feel bad. Like, I want to apologize to raccoons. Like, hey, I got a bad body image of him, and it's because of the ones that live in my neighborhood, bro. I totally forgot that you're skinny.
We did. The American diet is so bad that the raccoons are
They're eating our trash.
Oh, man.
God, it's
That's crazy.
I got the one can't even climb the fence, right? His wife, call it his wife, who knows? She's a little slimmer. She's fat. She's kind of like a bowling ball. Like a bowling pin, right? So she's got a fat backside. But she can slowly pull her ass up on the fence and then balance and disappear from view. The dude, it's always like seven tries. And it's so sad to watch. And I'll just sit there with my cigarette. Because he'll jump up. And he's got his claws on the top, right? But seriously, I cannot explain how fat this mofo is. And he drops down, right? And I'm not over the last 2 years, the wife, as I call her, stops waiting for him. It used to be the two kind of being part of the fence, and they have to jump down, and then they go back up. And she'd kind of wait for to get his fat ass up, but he has gotten worse at it. She just disappears now.
Yeah, well,
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.